this great truth about increasing in the knowledge of God. Here in chapter 1 of Colossians, starting in verse 9, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light." We'll stop there. Our title from verse 10, increasing in the knowledge of God. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that You would use Your word tonight to teach us, and I pray that it would be our goal to continue to learn more about our Savior, more about all that You've done for us through Your word, and Lord, that as a result, we would grow. So have Your will in our hearts tonight. Guide us. We love You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So notice this word knowledge shows up in verse 9. He says, filled with the knowledge of His will, but then in verse 10, increasing in the knowledge of God. And what we're going to find is the more that we keep increasing in the knowledge of God, the more these other things will keep happening in our lives. We'll be increasing in the knowledge of His will and understanding, verse 9. Our walk will be more worthy, as we see in verse 10, will be more fruitful, as we see in verse 10, and strengthened, and so forth in verse 11. So, verse 9, Paul here is saying, since we heard it, remember last week he commended the church at Colossae for their faith. He said that they had heard about their faith. And now he says, since we heard it, we don't cease to pray for you and desire, this is our desire for you, that you be filled with the knowledge of His will. Now, the Bible commands us in Ephesians 5 to understand the will of God. I hear Christians all the time say, "Oh, I don't know what God's will is." Well, then ask. Ask Him what His will is and allow Him to show you. But He's not going to show you if you're not walking with Him, but allow Him to show you, because God wants us to be filled with that knowledge, the knowledge of His will. Ephesians 5:17, understanding what the will of the Lord is. That is a command. David said, Psalm 143, verse 10, "Teach me to do Thy will." And of course, most of us know Romans 12:1, right? "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." God wants us to be filled with the knowledge of His will, firstly in verse 9, but then He says, and in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So if we're growing in our knowledge of God, we're also growing in our wisdom and spiritual understanding. As you all know, this all comes back to the Word of God, because that's where we learn about God, isn't it? That's how the only way we can increase the knowledge of God is to be in the Word of God. David, if you go to Psalm 119:99, David understood this, that this wisdom and spiritual understanding can only come from the book that our Creator wrote us, Psalm 119:99. Look what David said. "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for Thy testimonies are my meditation." I know more than my teachers. Why? Because I'm in the book that our Creator wrote. Look at 1 Corinthians 2:11, if you would. And what we find is that this wisdom and spiritual understanding, this knowledge of His will, can only come from the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 2:11, "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God." So only as the Spirit of God is teaching us the Word of God can we grow in wisdom and spiritual understanding. And it's God's will that we do this. That way, when every wind of doctrine comes along, as we read in Ephesians 4:14, we're ready. We're not tossed to and fro and carried about. So as we are filled with the knowledge of his will and wisdom and spiritual understanding, verse 10, that ye might walk worthy. So we get both in this passage. We need to keep growing in our knowledge of this, of God and his will. But then the practical side is, if we will do this, it will improve our walk, our Christian walk, that it will be worthy of the Lord. Paul said in Ephesians 4:1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, as a prisoner of the Lord, that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, we're told in Philippians 1:27. So God says that as we grow in the knowledge of his will and spiritual understanding, we will walk worthy, and, verse 10, this is big, will be fruitful in every good work. So we're finding here tonight that this book has the power to make us walk more worthy, to make us more fruitful, to make us more aware of the will of God in our lives and so forth. So if we're not exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit, then we're not growing in our faith, in our walk for the Lord. Because God promised that if we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, but instead we will yield the fruit of the Spirit, right? Which is love versus anger, joy versus discontentment, peace versus stress, long-suffering versus impatience and judgmentalism, gentleness versus harshness, goodness versus wickedness, faith versus fear, meekness versus pride and self-righteousness, temperance versus indulgence. It comes down to, are we going to keep growing in the book? The book has the power to make us fruitful, to help us walk worthy. So Paul says, I want you to be fruitful in every good work. But look at verse 10. This is the key tonight. And increasing in the knowledge of God. So God says, we got to keep increasing, that we're not done. We got to keep increasing. And if we'll keep increasing in the knowledge of God, then these other things will keep happening more and more in our lives. We'll be more fruitful. We will walk more worthy. We'll grow in the knowledge of his will and so forth. So this is the key to the whole thing, this increasing in the knowledge of God. And that only happens as we are in the book, at home, as we're in church, faithfully. When we do those things, what do? Well, we grow and increase in the knowledge of God. Look at Matthew 11:29. Jesus commanded us to do this. Matthew 11:29. Look what he says. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Well, how do we do that? In the Word of God. Learn of me. Keep learning of me. Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may, anybody know the next word? Grow thereby. Grow. Increasing in the knowledge of God. Look at 2 Peter 3:18. 2 Peter 3:18. Last verse of 2 Peter is a very important verse for us. But grow, it says. Grow in grace and what else? Knowledge of our Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow. So this whole passage is about growing in our knowledge. And as we grow in our knowledge, you know what's going to happen? We're going to grow in our understanding of God's will for our lives. We're going to grow in our walk. We're going to be more fruitful in our walk. And we'll keep increasing in the knowledge of God. It's this circular thing. We can't ever stop increasing in the knowledge of God. And the more that we do it, the more that we will grow in our faith and we'll walk worthy and we'll be a fruitful Christian. The other thing it'll do for us, verse 11, is strengthen us. Look at it. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Where's all this strength come from? It comes from the Lord. Amen. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. And patience and long-suffering, verse 11, more fruit of the Spirit there. Joyfulness, more fruit of the Spirit. Gratitude, verse 12, giving thanks. And we'll carry on with verse 12 next week. So look what God promised. That if we will focus on this basic truth in this passage, and that is continually increasing in the knowledge of God, we can only do that as we're in the book, reading it, meditating in it, studying it, memorizing it, exposing ourselves to it in church whenever we can. If we will do those things and increase in the knowledge of God, what will happen? We'll be filled with the knowledge of His will. We will walk worthy. And we will be a fruitful Christian who is strengthened and living for God. It always comes back to the book, doesn't it? Always. This is our food. This is what has the power to change us and grow us. Always comes back to the book. So, no matter how long we've been saved, we must be able to say, I am increasing in the knowledge of God. The last thing God wants us for is to stop increasing, but start going backwards, start decreasing. Because maybe we think we know it all, or maybe we've allowed sin to hinder our fellowship with God, and we just don't really want to be in the Word, or whatever. That's not a good place to be. We must be constantly increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, we love You. We thank You for this beautiful passage and truth. And Lord, may that be our goal, is just to keep increasing in the knowledge of You through Your Word. And we know if we'll do that, Lord, You'll work these miracles in our lives. We'll be more fruitful. We'll walk worthy. We'll understand Your will for our lives. We'll be strengthened and so forth. So, Lord, may that be our goal. It's just to keep growing in Your precious Word and our knowledge of You. Thank You for teaching us this tonight. We love You in Jesus' name. Amen.